The Gospel according to John. Among those who had come up to worship at the feast of the Passover were some Greeks. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and put his question to him, "Sir, we should like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Philip and Andrew, in turn, came to inform Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I solemnly assure you, unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. The man who loves his life loses it, while the man who hates his life in this world preserves it to life eternal. If anyone would serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there will my servant be. Anyone who serves me, the Father will honor. My soul is troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And the voice came from the sky, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." When the crowd of bystanders heard the voice, they said it was thunder. Others maintained an angel was speaking to him. Jesus answered, "That voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now has judgment come upon this world. Now will this world's prince be driven out. And I, once I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." This statement of his indicated the sort of death he was going to die. The Gospel of the Lord. I was asked to announce that there will be a second collection today for the pro-life movement. The gospel we have just read, I believe, fits the occasion for speaking on the subject of the pro-life movement. Whatever else we should know about the massive homicidal society in which we are living, it is that this homicidal mentality will not be overcome by any natural means. Nothing less than divine grace and in abundance will either stop a massive abortion movement in our country and restore sanity to a once Christian nation, or the days of America are numbered. What we've got to be convinced of, however, is that natural political means are insufficient. Nothing less than an abundance of God's grace can restore sanity to our nation. Over the centuries of the Church's history, we have recognized three means by which we can obtain the grace that we need to serve God faithfully in this life and to reach our heavenly destiny in the life to come. Those three names are prayer, the sacraments, and the practice of virtue. The first means, therefore, provided by God for obtaining from Him the grace that our nation needs to restore, I repeat, sanity to our country and the preservation of human life in our nation is prayer. If we're going to pray the way we should, we must ask ourselves, each one of us, how much am I praying and how fervently? The first reason why not just our own country, but the world at large is not being plagued by the abortion mania is because those who believe in God have not been praying either as much or as fervently as they should. Condition number one. We must examine our consciences, beginning with the speaker. How much am I praying? How fervently? There is no stopping, no way, the massive abortion mania in the world today without a superabundance of divine grace. The first and primary way of obtaining God's grace is through prayer. Examine our consciences, each one of us. If, as a result of this homily, we will not examine our consciences and improve our life of prayer, or I am wasting your time. First, pray. Pray more. Pray more fervently. Secondly, the sacraments. And among the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist. I understand your parish is to either introduce or and promote Eucharistic adoration. Am I correct? In my 24th year in working for the Holy See, I was twice called by the Holy Father's secretary, 86 and 87, to go back to America and plead with American Catholics to restore their faith in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Father, through his secretary, told me the future survival of the Catholic Church in America depends on a restoration of faith in the real presence among professedly believing Catholics. We believe that God became man. His first reason for becoming man was to have a body and a soul that could separate by his death on Calvary. God therefore became man that he might die for our salvation. But God became man not only to die on Calvary. God became man to remain with us as a man until the end of time. Never say, when Jesus was on earth, Jesus Christ is on earth. The same identical Jesus that Mary conceived at Nazareth. The same one who was born at Bethlehem. The same one who lived for 30 years at Nazareth. It is the same Jesus who worked miracles, calming the storm at sea, healing paralytics, restoring sight to the blind, raising the dead back to life. To stop the abortion movement in the world today requires an ocean of what we call moral miracles. A moral miracle is the conversion of stubborn, proud, lecherous, lustful hearts. Bent on doing one thing, their own will. Jesus Christ is on earth. He wants to convert a world that is hell-bent on doing its own will, even at the cost of millions of innocent children being killed every year. I was in Moscow last year to train some of the Catholics to teach the faith. The average abortions each year in communist Russia for 7 years was 16 million every year. Devotion, no pious platitude this. Devotion to Christ in the Holy Eucharist. I hope you won't be sorry that I'm speaking to you at Mass today. I recommend to every one of you attending Mass every day, receiving Holy Communion every day, spending some time every day before our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. You want to stop the abortion movement? You do. You want to save human lives? Do you? Do you really want to? Really? I challenge you. Jesus Christ is on earth, providing us with the miraculous grace that the world needs to stop the mania of murdering millions of innocent children every year. The most powerful means at our disposal is the Holy Eucharist. But I'm not finished yet. There are three principal ways in which we can obtain the miraculous flood of graces that the world needs. And the third is the practice of no ordinary virtue, not today. The only bishops that will survive today's world are heroic bishops. The only priests are heroic priests. The only Catholic believers that will survive the revolution in our world today is heroic mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, young people and old people and children. Everyone who obtained that miraculous flood of graces which the world is, we must practice heroic virtue. Let me be more specific still. What virtue is especially needed, desperately needed today, if we're going to obtain the grace the world needs to be converted from its madness of murdering innocent children? It is the virtue of chastity. That's spelled C-H-A-S-T-I-T-Y. The most fundamental reason why the fifth commandment of God, thou shalt not kill, is being so widely and demonically flouted in the world today is because so many no longer believe in or practice the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery, which means you shall practice chastity. Only chastity will stop murder. Murder of the unborn. I've been a priest for 46 years. Taught my own Jesuit priest their theology for 25 years. I've been working for the Holy See now my 24th year. I'm no pious boob. I know what I'm talking about. And we want to obtain the humanly impossible grace of restoring a world that is killing the innocent. We must, all of us, look to our practice of chastity. Over the years, chastity has been called the difficult commandment. That's an understatement. Chastity is a humanly impossible commandment. But with God's grace, provided we pray, provided we receive the Holy Eucharist, provided we beg our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament, we shall obtain for ourselves the grace we need to live chaste lives so as to merit the graces of a world intoxicated with lust. He'll wake up from his deadly stupor and be converted once more to serving God as he deserves and love others, even to lay down our lives for those whom we love. Lord Jesus, we do not understand, but we believe that you have allowed abortion to plague our modern world for a reason. We believe the reason is to wake all of us up. Wake us up to our responsibility to pray as we've never prayed before, to love you and receive you and worship before you in the Holy Eucharist, how to live lives of heroic virtue, especially of chastity, so that, dear Lord, by saving human lives here on earth, you're also saving human souls in eternity. And in the process, saving our own souls, so that he will no longer have to believe in you, but see you, our God, in that everlasting Easter Sunday for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us now profess our